Say again?
You have some discretion.
Yes, we do, okay. For sure. I mean, you can pull up one of his homes at Sunfest, and they're nowhere near look-alike.
Correct. Some of them don't have garages.
So what he's looking for is if somebody to make a motion to change the classification to D, right?
I would say that's probably the correct way to say it.
Okay. And but from a standpoint of D, that would potentially change slightly your tax, okay? It'd lower it slightly. But as to the value, well, I'll ask the question again. If we just changed it to a D, which is what you're requesting, you're not making any other argument on valuation?
Correct.
Okay.
If D is the same that we worked, that they explained to me, I believe it's $46.
Okay.
$46 a foot.
Does the board have any other questions on this particular property as the classification issue?
And it was a C plus, and now it's a C minus.
I don't know, Dan.
It was either a C plus or C, but I did lower it.
Okay.
To a C minus.
Okay.
And I just, you know, if we change, we call that a D home, everything else in the county now changes. So we're now outside of our typical, you know, home.
That makes my home an E.
I understand, The taxpayer normally doesn't understand. I mean, even developers don't every little thing in the program, unless they sit down and go through it with you guys, don't understand the rating system. I wouldn't expect him to, because he doesn't do it every day. Okay. Do we
but
have
the question
any
is, did we over assess it? And for 10 acres in this house,
that's what I was trying to explain. That's value. Question is, he's arguing discrimination, whether he knows it or not. He's arguing discrimination that this house is being treated differently than other houses. So, and the assessor's response is my understanding is that's what the program indicates, and that that's how you're valuing the houses, and it's consistent with other ones. We can do one of two things, Steve. We can make a motion now if you want. I can't. If you want to bring in more information, you can. I think you've argued everything here. It's up to you.
I just assume not bring more information in.
Okay.
If we were to change it, would it be a D plus and not a D? If you're going to lower it the next notch down, since it's a C minus.
The next notch is a D plus.
Okay.
I'd have to change it in the computer to get an accurate.
Well, I mean, this is an individual appeal. It doesn't, whatever your policy
is. The base
is,
rate would come down.
Yeah, the base rate would come. I mean, this is an individual appeal. I mean, we're not trying to set precedent here for
right.
other stuff. But, I mean, if he.
You're changing the class of the house you are, that you're changing the way that we have to do it for everybody. Because anybody who hears this today will come back next year if they have a three-car garage. They're absolutely going to want to be treated the same.
Do you think that his other house
car garage?
Do you think his other house is valued at a D? I mean, is that right?
I did that house. I think it's a D house. You can pull it up.
What was the address again?
825 River Cane.
There you go. 825 River Cane.
So my disadvantage is I've seen his house.
I haven't seen
Matthew's
Steve,
house.
Steve, didn't you, didn't you hide your stuff on the
Do you beacon? Think
technically my stuff is hidden on
with the exterior?
Yes.
Not
she can't bring it
siding,
up.
Would that be different?
Say again.
Within the
she
exterior
can't
not being siding.
Maybe in Ulrich, but not
just tin.
Not
well,
a
I think it goes into craftsmanship, and you know you can see the cuts on the metal and how everything's put together. So
Steve,
that kind of goes into whether it's a D or a C.
Even if the
materials might be the same, you might have more peaks, so that adds to the construction cost.
Yeah.
Pitch
to the roof. Yeah.
Yeah. Number of peaks makes a difference.
I mean, nothing against this house. I mean, I don't want to.
I mean, this taxpayer is obviously going to have a lot more information on construction and materials than most taxpayer. So.
Well, I can tell you, my house cost almost exactly twice of what Matthew's cost.
Yeah. With respect
to... Mine's slightly bigger.
Let me ask another question here, Steve. Besides this particular property, which you're arguing for your son, are there any other ones on your list here where this is the same argument?
No.
Okay. This is the only one.
We can't get it for it. I'd make a motion if...
Okay. Make a motion.
As of 512, I would deny valuation change. On classification, I'd move the classification to a D+.
D+ residential, right?
Yep, D+
so
residential.
So you just lowered the rate. You lowered it.
On this particular house. Okay.
Denied value. I guess it's discrimination.
Okay, on the discrimination claim, change it to.
So I'm going to second for discussion.
Okay.
So.
We have a second. Go ahead. What's discussion?
So the appraiser is saying that that will change the value, and we're saying we're denying the value. So is there a way the classification can change but the value stay the exact same in your system?
No. That's the build of the house. I mean, that's how the program values the entire house.
That's a picture of his house.
When they draw that sketch, that connects to the program, and then they've classified it, you know, B, C, D, whatever it is, and then the program knows that the components to the house then are a certain amount to go with that. So when it builds the garage, everything, it all goes into that formula. That's why if you forget to add something to a sketch, it messes everything up.
Well, at the point where Steve's house, somebody goes back and values that one, it may, his value may go up, or his classification might go up to a C+ once it's inspected, right? In other words, if his house wasn't assessed this year or reassessed this year, but when it is reassessed, it could go up.
Well, the classification should stay the same unless there's been a severe, a pretty extensive renovation.
Okay.
So it should, with age, it stays the same. You know, with age, the depreciation comes down or the condition comes down, but the class typically stays the same.
Yeah. And you did go to Steve's house before.
Yeah, I've been to this house.
And you have not been to Matthew's house.
No, I have not.
It's the same metal on the exterior. We upgraded our roof to standing seam metal, which is 3 times the cost of what he put on his roof. And not to sit there and say, but I can pull up 100 three-car garages that aren't valued more than the neighbor's house at a two-car garage. County.
Is the three-car garage?
No, it's not automatic. It's not. Like if you may have a home that's...
So the three-car garage,
but it doesn't automatically make it a C.
So the concern about having to value all other ones with three-car, that's not... Okay, this is just you plug the numbers into the program, come out with something. You have some discretion based on the materials used, things like that. Okay, so I agree I don't want to set a precedent, but I think what he's arguing, as compared to his home, I get his argument, so... We've had a second on it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the metal stuff, that's all trending right now. That's what people are doing. So it is the end thing. So.
Well, we're talking about his son's house here and lowering it to a D+.
Right.
Okay.
So denying the valuation, denying classification, and then the discrimination, lowering it to a D+.
Right. You weren't.
But that automatically changes the value.
Yes, right. I understand that.
I don't think he would sell it for $261,321.
All right.
But he's not arguing the valuation. He's arguing
but the value will go down
based on the class.
Right.
I understand that.
But if we do start doing that, I want to buy a bunch of property around town. And I can give you a list of, I don't know, probably $1 billion worth I'd be willing to buy off the tax records. Because... every property is not valued to what it's worth.
I agree.
So we just need a vote.
Okay. He's deny change in valuation, grant the discrimination based on the comparison to his home, and reduce the classification to a D plus, basically.
Are these in the same city?
They're in the same subdivision. They're in the same. I can drive from one house to the other on side by side car without leaving the property.
Didn't see the address on the other one, so.
Yeah, it's Gunnison, and ours is River King, but.
Okay.
It's the same 400 acres.
Okay. Well, as long as it's clear that we're eliminating or we're limiting it to this particular taxpayer's evidence, I mean, okay. All right. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Clarify the motion, please.
Basically, we're denying value change. We're granting based on the comparison. We're going to grant the discrimination and reduce it to a D plus. Okay? As to this particular property only.
So you're reducing it, but the value is not changing, correct?
Do you want me to run the number on the D plus and see what comes out?
Well, I'm saying the value is not changing. Next time it's reassessed, when it's run at a D plus, it will probably be down. But as today, the motion is we're not changing the value. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so whatever it runs in your system, we're putting the value at this 261,320.
Gotcha.
Okay. Is that the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all in favor again?
Aye.
All right, okay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, on to the next. What's the next you got?
So on your page above that is 452, 454, 455, 459, 462, 465, 468, and 471.
Okay.
I got a little confused. Susan called me after we applied for all these here, and this all kind of coincides with the rest of them, so I'm going to kind of give you my spiel. We bought these lots, 10 lots, for $30,000, which is $3,000 a lot.
Okay, I apologize. You said 10 lots. I've got...
Some of them are side by side, so they're actually connected under one...
We've got eight.
Parcel.
Parcel
we've
ID.
Got eight parcels on here.
Right. And
okay,
so
two of them have got a combined...
Yeah, the 471 is two lots, and the 455 is two lots.
Okay.
So that's how it became 10
lots. And are these